We'd like to welcome you to the study session of the Mesa City Council for Monday, December 14th, 2009. We'll begin today's study session by reviewing tonight's agenda for the City Council meeting. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Councilmember Summers?
Maybe just to touch on an item 5E was deleted, the CAP turnout structure. What's going on
Mr.
with that?
Mr. Brady?
Mayor and Council, we're still working out some issues with the CAP as far as getting their approvals and the cost for their approvals to complete the turnout structure. So we're still working with them. But the timing of being able to work that out didn't match up with our with this item. So we want to get that resolved before we bring it to Council.
Well, this item will help us utilize potentially some non-potable water.
Well, yes. The idea is to bring the water from the CAP down Elliott to Signal Butte. So, but we still need to work out some issues with CAP as far as getting on the design side of the construction of this turnout.
So we'll see this back.
Yes.
Very good. Okay. Thank you.
Page 5. See that item 6B has been deleted. Councilman Fenter?
6A, just a quick question. I noticed a cost difference between the original item there. It was about just a change. I was just curious how that change came about or what was the cause to increase the cost per applicant on that.
Mayor, Mr. Fenter, the original amount was a guesstimation by the police department, and this is actually the dollar figure that's arrived at by the city auditors.
Perfect. Thank you.
Anything else on page 5? Page 6? Page 7? And page 8? Okay. The next item on the agenda is to hear a presentation and discuss the shared community complex at Mesa Community College. President Pond?
Yes.
Please.
Ms. Smith, members of City Council, Manager Brady, we're here to present and discuss with you an exciting prospect of a shared athletic facility located on the south part of Mesa Community College. My assistant, Jerry Langtudy, has been working diligently, particularly recently, but we had an MOU between Mesa Public School and Mesa Community College the last couple of years. So let me invite Jerry to give a presentation on the highlights of where we are and where we hope to go.
Thank you, Dr. Pan. Mayor, council members, Mesa Community College has participated in the Fiesta District planning area for over the last 10 years. We're going to have a permanent seat on that board with the investment that we have in the area and the students that we serve. And the city has been very gracious in terms of what could be done, looking at ways to revitalize that area, and has hired consultants. And we've helped contribute to those costs, as well as the mall and banner and other key stakeholders in the area. And they all seem to point towards one direction, and that is that we need to redestinate the Fiesta District. And we think through this MOU that was approved by both of our boards back in 2007, that this is the trick that will make it all happen for us. And in essence, what we're doing is we're looking at three mid-sized facilities. The first facility would be a community event center that would have 5,000 to 6,000 seats, as well as a 15,000 to 20,000 seat stadium, track and field, as well as soccer field. And the third facility would be an auditorium, swimming, diving facility in conjunction with a student recreation center that would be open to the public. And to provide a few more details in terms of the impact that this would have on the area in redestinating and also taking advantage of the synergistic natures of the major stakeholders in the area, we have both the athletic directors from Mesa Public Schools and Mesa Community College here to speak to that.
Thank you, Jared. As you're aware, a lot of great activities go on in Mesa Public Schools and the entire East Valley athletically. Quite often we're taking those contests. We were fortunate. We were happy to go to Glendale this past weekend with Mesa High playing in the state championship football game. But what would be nice is be able to create some facilities here in our community that would allow us to play a lot of those types of activities here in the East Valley. We'd like to model this quite a bit off of what you've already done with the swimming pools. And the swimming pools were built and created for public use, and they are used continuously. They are just, you know, they're From about 5:30 in the morning until about 8:30 at night, there are people at the Keno Pool. Along with that, while we have the community use, we are also doing different things to bring in outside people to come in. So we're bringing in national swim meets, national synchronized swimming meets, things that will help to bring additional tax dollars to the community, help fund the programs for our local. So we're getting the benefit of using the facilities. At the same time, they're nice enough and big enough that they generate some income without being so big that they're cost prohibitive to anybody. So that is one of the main things that we see with this, again, is it's a benefit not only locally to our users, but also to our hotels, our tax base, and those types of things. So we would love to be able to host state swim meets or state track meets, state football games, all kinds. We do the we have the visitmesa.com basketball challenge, which is coming up here over Christmas break. We're going to host that at Mountain View. Last year, every night was full. We turned people away at one of the nights because we did not have room. This would be the type of facility that we could do that. Again, it generates that local interest by bringing in outside resources.
Thank you, Steve. From a community college standpoint, obviously right now we capture less than 2% of the Mesa Public School student athletes and less than 6% from the East Valley, simply because we just don't have the athletic facilities. And the athletic facilities we have are not even as good as they are at Mesa Public Schools. When we recruit student athletes, they come over, half our teams don't even have locker rooms. So the facilities would allow us to build the comprehensive National Junior College Athletic Association program that I envision for Mesa and also for the large metropolitan area that we have here. One of the other things that we have going is we're trying to rebuild what used to be the Rotary Shootout. The Thunderbird Classic is coming back. We're bringing six teams in from across the country, and we'd like to build that into a very comprehensive junior college tournament. The other thing that's exciting besides, the event center and the stadium is the fact the community rec center. That allows our student athletes, it allows us on Mesa Community College to offer a comprehensive intramural program and allows us to actually connect with the city of Mesa and the East Valley in a number of wellness and recreation areas. So, these facilities are exciting to me. I've been at Mesa for a year and a half, and I'm excited about the prospects of what these could do at Mesa Community College with our athletic program and also for our general students and also for the city of Mesa and the East Valley.
So, in a nutshell, Mesa Public Schools has a phenomenal, one of the highest in the state, matter of fact, when it comes to graduation rates. And we have room and improvement at Mesa Community College of attracting those students and improving that graduation or the college going rate. We feel that not only would these facilities synergistically serve our purposes in the educational realm, but also tremendously benefit a lot of the retail and private businesses in the Fiesta District. And we think by working together, we can build something that neither one of us, the city, Mesa Community College, Mesa Public Schools, or any private entity would build on their own. But I think these facilities might be built somewhere else in the city and have greater economic impact. But there's not a better place in the city that I think the community could take advantage of these facilities in this way. And so what we would like from you is the opportunity to sit down with the executives of the major stakeholders and others within the Fiesta District. And if this idea, this concept, this vision has any merit, that we begin to, through the executives, develop a pathway in which these facilities could be funded and or built.
Okay. Councilman Kavanaugh.
Thank you, Mayor. I've been involved with the Fiesta District stakeholders, I think, just about as long as Jared has, and this is, I think, a very interesting concept of bringing together the public and private sector for potential benefits that can result in benefits on many different levels to the community. And I think, a lot of discussion needs to take place on how this can be executed, what the roles of the various parties may be. But I think the city could be in the position of convener or facilitator to be able to continue to bring the parties together to help shape the discussion, to ask the hard questions, to provide the benefit of our development experience and contacts with the private sector in terms of what direction this should go, because certainly to execute a project like this can go in many different directions with financial participation handled in many different ways, some of which could involve the city playing a role, others of which might not. But I think that the projects that we're talking about here can be of such significant importance that I think that not only should we be at the table, but we should consider taking a role of helping to lead the discussion or convene the discussion and be a facilitator in that regard. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. Councilmember Higgins.
Yeah, I agree with all of Councilmember Kavanaugh's comments. I think this is a great concept. It's all the big players or the big leaders, educators in Mesa getting together on a project that really would be a little foothold for the whole East Valley of a place, like say a destination. I think it's great, and I think the city could play that facilitator role, and I really look forward to this moving ahead. I think this is a great concept, and just get it out there and get people talking and see how you guys can bring that into existence. I think it's an excellent idea. Thank you.
Thank you.
Just a few more, and I know you don't have details and pictures tonight, but just a few things. This football facility, 15 to 20,000, this is not a new idea. I mean, this thing's been kicked around for literally, 25 years, probably?
Yeah, you're dating yourself, Mayor.
Early 80s, yeah. Now, but just to explain a little bit more as to what this would be, 15 to 20,000 artificial turf?
Yes. We're looking at a 15 to 20,000-seat stadium, something that, again, naturally we go from the high school size and we go up to Sun Devil Stadium or University of Phoenix.
So people can put that into context. What's our largest high school? Is that
Dobson? Our largest high school is right around 8,000.
And Dobson would be about the – is that the biggest about?
Yes.
Okay, and it's about 8,000. So this would be two and a half times the size of that.
Yes.
Okay.
And then we would have the artificial turf on it, so that allows you to use it far more than the grass.
And today's artificial turf, as I understand, these new type are – and I've walked on one of them. They're almost like natural grass in the sense that you can wear your regular shoes and everything, I understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's difficult to tell when it's not.
Whereas the old artificial turf, you had to put special shoes on, and there was a lot of problems with knees. But the new stuff is pretty much like you just walk out like you would a normal grass football field.
And it's much softer than the old artificial turf also.
Has give and take in it and everything like that. So you could use this for multiple. So you're talking about like state high school football games. You could literally have 3-4 games a day. And this could be, you're envisioning this as just not a place, but maybe a central place where you could have these and bring in all these fans from around the state?
Yes. You could do your state soccer. You could do state football, along with other invitational
track
type things.
And field.
State track. And the beauty of these types of fields, too, is that they're it's like a basketball court. You know, the field is already lined. You know, you're not relining. You're not refertilizing. You're not doing those things. Those fields are there, and they are better with use than without use. The more use you have, the better it is for the field.
Because it keeps it
pliable,
evolved.
Plus, it just helps with your security, because the more you have people using it, the less it's sitting there vacant. So it's a nice thing to have.
So you would envision making a play, much like we have with Keno, where we built a facility, and then this year, did we have all classifications had their state championships at Keno, right?
Yes, every state meet was at Keno. I've spoken with the Arizona Scholastic Association, their director, Dr. Harold Slummer, and is very much in support of this, and even inquired about putting their offices there. And he said, if you build this, can we put our offices there, bring our, that's where we headquarter out of, so that now it's very
And at this size, it's like you said, it's bigger than a small high school stadium, and I'm sure that the state semifinals, for example, 5A, the demand far exceeded the available seats where they had those games.
Correct. Both of them had standing room only.
Yeah. And then you would make a play to maybe make this the center place in the state to have tournaments and playoffs and things like that.
Yes. And the other benefit of this, too, is if we're hosting the 1A, 2A, 3A, it's the perfect size for those communities. And also, again, attracts, visitors to the East Valley.
Councilmember Kavanaugh.
And just as a follow-up, wouldn't this facility also be appropriate, for example, for community college championships and all the different sports? And then my second question is, with regard to your event center, can you point to us similar facilities either in Arizona or elsewhere where the concept of that size of venue has been successful?
Well, I mean, obviously, speaking to the junior college, I mean, absolutely. I mean, a facility that could accommodate our soccer teams, facility that could accommodate our football teams. Our district currently hosts the Valley of the Sun Bowl. That's a destination. We bring a team from outside. So, I obviously, this facility could facilitate the community college athletic programs.
Now, the uniqueness of the Community Event Center, for example, well, one of the interesting characteristics of the Fiesta District that many may not recognize is that the largest conglomeration of hotels anywhere in the East Valley occurs right in the Fiesta District. The variety of sports that we'd be offering here, above and beyond just what could be hosted in the stadium, would allow for year-round use, whether it's sand volleyball, baseball, basketball, volleyball, we cover the gamut. So those hotels, through various conventions and special events and concerts and other things, will all get booked in these facilities, and those hotel rooms will get booked as well. So you can imagine that the support from the hotels and other stakeholders in the Fiesta District is rather significant. The unique thing about the Community Event Center is the wide variety of uses that can occur there. I mean, you can turn that facility over within a four-hour period and go from a rodeo to a circus to a basketball championship.
Explain a little bit more detail what this Community Event Center is, because I don't know that people understand exactly what it is.
It's 5,000 to 6,000 seats. So to put that in perspective, if you go from the floor up, you're looking at 13 rows of seats and some suites, perhaps, in the mix.
So it's an arena.
It's an arena.
It's like a U.S. Airways arena in miniature.
We don't prefer miniature. Medium size.
Not miniature, because the floor is the same size. The events are the same size. The difference is that instead of seating 20,000, it seats 5 to 7,000.
Absolutely. Okay. And so that allows for the quick takedowns and turnarounds, the amount of locker rooms you can have in there for hosting concerts and lectures and seminars and conference space is phenomenal. Remember, we're only within 10 miles of Sky Harbor Airport, so that has some traction as well.
And Jared, I understand that facilities like that can, Mayor, can do things such as host hockey as well, or touring companies like Disney on Ice. Like that. Thank you.
Which actually, and my understanding is that some of these, like a Disney on Ice or an ice show, actually prefers these, because when they go to a 20,000 seat stadium, they generally block off the upper decks and they only draw 8,000 to 10,000 people.
We have been approached by certain entities that are interested in utilizing these facilities part time as well, and we're talking about national news channels, you know, Fox Sports and others that would be broadcasting from these areas. What's interesting is we had a Fiesta District meeting last Thursday, and students from Arizona State University's planning division were present. And after we shared our presentation with the group, like we've done many times over the course of the years, one of the students piped up and said, "That's it. This puts the fun back into Fiesta." And ultimately, I think that's what we're looking at, because the shopping competitions changed so dramatically with Tempe Marketplace, Mesa Riverview, Chandler Fashion Square Mall, Mills Mall, Superstition Springs, that Fiesta's not the shopping destination it used to be. This is organic community use that could bring in national, international competitions, not only to mention all the use that we would get out of it, and really redestinate the area.
Councilman Kavanaugh, then.
And again, just to follow up, if people wanted to see an example of an event center like this in Arizona, where would they go?
In Arizona, there is one in Prescott Valley with a population of 30,000. That is an example. I know that there are a wide variety of other choices throughout the country as well.
Councilmember Higgins?
And this would be the size for like a high school graduation? Could it also be one of those things used for like emergency shelters?
Imagine we could actually have graduation at a reasonable hour. And at MCC, we do our graduations in the evenings after the 8 o'clock hour. I know Mesa Public Schools last couple of years have their graduations rained out. There's just not the capacity. We're a city of almost 500,000 people. These facilities would serve a huge market.
And can you explain that emergency shelter?
Yeah, well, we don't have any mass casualty staging areas in the East Valley, and should there be any kind of pandemic or dirty bomb or anything of that nature, proximity to the freeway, the hospitals, as well as the airport could provide us with a larger area in which you could do some mass casualty staging.
Yeah, I went to a similar facility up in Las Vegas, the Mandalay Bay. I think seats about 7,000, 7,500. And real interesting, because you have your normal size bowl down there for all these events, but like you said, it only goes up 15, 20 rows. And it's real interesting, because it's very, very compact and almost quaint, but it does seat, 6,000, 7,000 people. And are there any facilities in the valley that have this kind of seating capacity that you can think of?
There is a huge void. This mid-sized facility. There's nothing.
And give some examples of why that void is. What are the comparable facilities, or not comparable, but what are facilities that bring in? Why do this? We have the Ikeda Theater at the MAC.
Yeah, sure. The Ikeda Theater seats 1,200 people.
14.
1,400?
Just shy of 1,500.
Okay. And I'll let Steve Hogan speak to the other facilities in the Valley.
Well, the biggest things that you have as far as gyms, those types of things, you can, again, same as the football. You go from a high school gym seating maybe 2,000. I think Brophy has our biggest one at about 2,000, 2,500. And then the next one, you go to Wells Fargo Arena. And, you know, so you can see the big gap, which is 14,000, 15,000 people. Again, give you
and
example.
It's owned by the university and used, and they have a hard time. They have a hard time finding space for all their teams to, right. to use that. Okay.
Yep. And again, the beauty of it is that it can be a hockey one day, it can be a conference the next. You could bring in use your convention center as well as athletic type things. It's turned over very quickly. Again, you don't have to open it. You have the Fiesta Bowl. You have these big, huge, major events. This one is going to get that mid-level, you know, and therefore the pricing for people to come to this area is mid-level. You're not going to – you go to the Fiesta Bowl. If I were flying in from out of state going to Fiesta Bowl, it's going to be me and my wife. I'm not bringing my kids. I can't afford it. These are the type of events that you bring your family to. It's affordable to them, which brings more.
Steve, and you may be – I mean, this may be premature, but if such a facility were built, what kind of commitment or involvement would Mesa Public Schools view with this? I mean, it seems like just talking that there's a lot of potential for events here, but what is the general tenor of the school district as far as stepping up to commit?
Okay, well, first off, they're very supportive of the idea and the concept, no different than yourselves, understanding the way finances are, that you know, there has to be definite benefit for students of Mesa right. Public Schools with this. We have not progressed to the level of a financial commitment, but there's a definite understanding that this would be something that's not only good for Mesa Schools, Maricopa Community College, Mesa Community College, but also
but as far
huge
as staging
for the
events,
Mesa.
Like you mentioned the AIA, and you would be up the forefront of going out like you did at Keno.
Absolutely.
To try and draw state-type tournament and other types of non-interscholastic type events to this thing. That's
right.
that's a role that you see yourself as playing or the
I think
school district
we would,
playing?
We would do that along in conjunction with the city of Mesa.
Okay.
They have a position there that's been hired to help with those type, or they have an individual who that's part of his duties to take care of. There's also the Convention and Visitors Bureau. So we have been working closely with them, and this just opens up more opportunities.
Okay. And, you know, to kind of go along with that from an NJCAA standpoint, I mean, there were 7 championships that were up for bid with the NJCAA this year, and we simply don't have the facilities to bid on those types of events. The NAIA Women's Division II National Championship was available for bid this year. These are the type of facilities that they look for. So there's a number of things that we could do at the college to help bring additional events, national championships at the junior college level, NAIA, Division II, Division III. As Jared had indicated, we've had some conversations with a group that hosts a Division I basketball tournament. This is the type of facility that they would like to see. And currently, this event, the finals are on Fox Sports. So they like the intimate facilities versus the 17,000. They'd rather have a small Division I basketball tournament over the holidays and sell out with 5,000. It looks good on TV.
Gotcha. Councilmember Summers.
As you go forward, I'm interested if we have a very good vision of what this could be. And I remember that the paper recently said that we need to take some kind of a big step in the Fiesta District. And this may be it. But we also have to have some caution here, and I hope that at some point we're going to, and you haven't done this yet, to best my knowledge, do a feasibility study and a market analysis to see if what we're discussing and the possibilities that we are discussing are actually possible with this. I'm also interested in seeing what the financial model is for this and who's going to step forward and contribute. I think the hospitals in the area that's being discussed, MCC, Mesa Public Schools, are those entities willing to step forward and put their money where their mouth is, so to speak, and help finance this? So the devil's in the details. I like the vision. I know that we need something in Fiesta to help spur growth, but I'm looking forward to these next steps to look at a market analysis and the financial model and see what's actually workable. So I hope you will move forward swiftly with those. Thank you.
Okay. Are there any other questions or comments? You know, this is an exciting comment. It's an exciting concept. I don't know how exciting the comment will be, but the concept is great.
Comments were great.
We're early in the stages. In other ways, this is just the fine tuning of a vision that's been around for a long time. And I know that there's a lot of work to be done, and you're just now presenting the idea as a as an idea that maybe we can start to get our arms around. There's a lot of work to be done as it relates to figuring out exactly who's going to be the players and what roles they would play and how this would get paid for. I mean, that's an obvious one that we're way too early in the game to be addressing the details of that on. But I'm excited to see this laid on the table. I think, you know, when you combine the concept alone, which is exciting as it is, and put it in the Fiesta District, which actually brings a real, you can see the end result of what would happen, bringing all these people in from out of the city, you know, then the effect it would have on the surrounding area, hopefully, when you have new people introduced, it helps some of the other efforts that are going on there. It's pretty exciting. So I'd encourage you to, you know, work with staff, come back to us when we've got some more firm ideas as to how this could be played out. And as Councilmember Kavanaugh said, we'd love to see what kind of role the city can play and would be able to play and would like to play. So we look forward to that process going forward. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, number three is to hear reports on meetings and or conferences attended. Any reports? Okay. Oh, Councilmember. Oh, go ahead and report on that.
We attended the American Israeli Public Affairs Committee breakfast the other day with 1,500 of our closest friends, and it was a truly enjoyable event. It was very inspirational speakers, and what else would you like to add to that?
Well, I also had the opportunity to attend a lighting of the candle of a menorah at the Shabbat of Mesa. We have a very active Jewish community, and you know, one of the privileges that I have as mayor is I get to visit all the different faith-based groups, a lot of different churches, congregations, faiths, and it's really great to know that we have people here in Mesa who are committed and who have faith and who are really good citizens and contribute to our community, and it's a great privilege of mine. It doesn't matter how they pray, how they worship, whatever. It's just really refreshing to see their commitment and their, and I got to experience that with the lighting of the menorah on Sunday. So I appreciate that that opportunity also. Okay. Anything else? All righty, Mr. Brady.
Thank you, Mayor. Mayor and Council, just a reminder that tomorrow at 9 a.m. we have the groundbreaking for the Ray Road and Haas Road projects, and so I invite you to join us there. We'll you'll see the tent that's already being put up at Ray Road and Sossaman, so we look forward to council participating in that. Also a reminder that we do have a meeting Thursday, December 17th. That will include a special council meeting, which will include item 6B, that was on the agenda today, as well as a resolution that we're going to add council regarding council support for a regional ambulance service, that we feel like that might be a good opportunity for the council to express publicly their support for the regional ambulance support for the regional ambulance services. So we will have that on the agenda. Looking at your packet to see that language.
A program which we have already
formally
approved.
Though, we thought maybe it could be a good timing again to emphasize your
ongoing support.
Ongoing support. Thank you, Mayor.
And our commitment
to move forward.
Pursuing this increase in public service.
Resolutely.
Yes.
Resolutely.
In spite of certain obstacles.
You okay?
I'm fine. Okay. That's enough.
Thank you.
All right. Anything else from the council? We have a motion to adjourn. Vice Mayor, second by Councilmember Summers. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We're adjourned. See you upstairs in a few minutes. Thank you very much.